God of now. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. Say not yet 3 months and then cometh the harvest. But lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're already white unto harvest. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise God. Well, I'm just glad I've got enough voice tonight. Amen. Can you hear me okay out there? Amen. After I left here Wednesday night, my voice went somewhere else. Thursday, I didn't have a voice. I couldn't talk above a whisper. It was a little bit better Friday, and a little better Saturday, and it's a whole lot better today, but it's still not what it ought to be. So I apologize for the raspiness. I may have to irrigate my vocal cords a few times tonight to get through. But I believe God has something special, amen, for everyone that came expecting something special tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Because our God is a special God. He's the only true God. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles tonight, we'd like for you to stand with us. And if you would turn to the book of Matthew. Going to begin reading with chapter 21 and the 18th verse of the book of Matthew, a text of scripture concerning the power of prayer. Matthew 21:18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Praise the Lord. Brother Grissom, would you pray and ask God for his anointing tonight?
Jesus Christ, we're glad to be in your house and your presence and your name. Pray that you would give us your Spirit and give
us courage. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. This passage of scripture I have preached from many, many times in the past. And I know that you have heard this text expounded upon many, many times. Amen. If you've been in the church for any length of time. But there is something that is very, very important in this passage of scripture that I would like for you and I to grasp hold of together tonight. Because prayer is something much more than just wishing something to come to pass. It's more than just blabbing it and grabbing it. It's more than just believing in faith. Amen. Faith in faith is more to do with the individual than it is to do with God. But I want us to somehow recognize what Jesus was trying to tell us in these passages of Scripture. Because Jesus spoke something in this passage that is provoking to the mind. It provokes us as saints of God, as Christians. Amen. to have the kind of faith, amen, that will move mountains. That every time that we pray, amen, we ought to pray expecting, amen, that God hears our prayer. Amen. When we ask God for something and God, amen, has willed it to be, amen, if we do not doubt in our heart, if we do not waver in our faith, amen, God will accomplish, amen, what He has promised to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. Prayer, amen, the Bible says that we ought to pray without ceasing. To continue in prayer. That prayer is a very vital thing. Without prayer, amen, that we cannot, amen, perform the works of God. We cannot see the miracles of God. That we must learn to pray. Jesus' disciples asked Him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And I believe tonight, amen, that it is important to you and me today, as important as it was to the disciples of that first century church, amen, to inquire of the Lord and to ask Him, oh God, Lord, teach us how to pray. Because I don't always come out of the prayer room, amen, convinced, amen, that I have prayed the kind of prayer that I ought to pray. Amen. Every prayer that is prayed, amen, is not prayed with the same intensity and with the same fervor and with the same degree, amen, of believing that we ought to have in God. Sometimes we pray just because, amen, it's expected of us to pray. Amen. Sometimes we pray, amen, because, amen, we feel compelled to do so. But I want us to pray because we recognize that there is in prayer a connection with heaven. That when we call upon His name, amen, that all heaven, amen, is at attention. He said, when you ask anything in My name, ye shall receive. Praise God. God always answers prayer. Brother Grissom, amen, made that statement. Amen. I believe it was last service or a few services ago. Amen. And sometimes God does not answer the prayer the way we expect for Him to answer the prayer. Because God is sovereign, amen, over His power. He's sovereign over His will. Sometimes we fail to touch God because we ask amiss. We fail to understand the will and the purpose of Almighty God. Sometimes our prayers fall to the ground because we pray selfish prayers. We pray things, amen, that are in our own self-interest and not according to the power of God and the will of God and the purpose of God. But somehow if we can learn how to pray like Jesus wants us to pray, if we can unlearn to unleash the power of prayer, amen, miracles and signs and wonders, amen, will happen because of our connection to God. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. We want to look at the background for this particular passage of Scripture. This happens immediately following the triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus Christ. Jesus had asked His disciples to go into the city and loose a colt. A colt that had never been broken before. He said, I want you to take that colt, and so the Master has need of him. And they led the colt to Jesus, and they put their garments upon that colt. And Jesus climbed up on the back of that foal, the foal of a donkey that had never been ridden before. And He rode through the streets of Jerusalem. And all of Israel, all of the city began to cry out, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Recognizing that He was fulfilling the prophecy and the Scripture. Amen. That the King was riding upon the foal, amen, of an ass through the streets of Jerusalem, and they glorified Him, they worshiped Him, and they spread palm branches and citron branches in the way. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees were angered because of the crowd, because they acknowledged Him, amen, to be the Son of God, amen, the heir to the throne of David. Amen. And immediately after that, the Bible says that Jesus went to the temple. And there he found men who were selling cattle and sheep and oxen, amen, for sacrifice. And they were exchanging money in the temple and demanding, amen, that before they could purchase their sacrifices, that they first had to come to the money changers. And they were charged exorbitant fees. And the Lord Jesus came in there and he said, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer." I want you to know that that is never changed. Amen. The house of God, amen, is not a place, amen, for we to come and entertain one another. Amen. There are churches today that have become entertainment centers and become a stage for great personalities, and they have great performances and they have great crowds. But Jesus said, "My house is to be called a house of prayer." Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? I love singing and I love worship. Amen. And all of that is necessary and a part, amen, of allowing the Spirit of God to come down and to begin to manifest its presence. But if we ever leave out prayer, amen, if we ever forget the power of prayer, if we ever forget how it is to humble ourselves and find a place, amen, to get alone with God and to pray a prayer of faith, a prayer that touches the throne of God, and we miss the mark. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at all of that because they were making merchandise of the house of God. Amen. And he began to overthrow the tables of the money changers. And he took a cord of whips and he drave them out of the temple. Amen. Why? Because his house is to be a house of prayer. It's to be a house of communion with God. But he said, "You have made it a den of thieves." Hallelujah. This is the background for this wonderful miracle of God. The Bible says as he left the city of Bethany in the morning, or rather he was returning into the city of Bethany, that he was hungry. And he happened upon a fig tree, and it was full of leaves, and he desired fruit thereon. But when he looked upon that fig tree, there was nothing but leaves. A church that has everything, amen, but does not have the power of God. Amen. That does not have that connection in the Spirit. Amen. And enables God to work miracles. The Bible says in the last days that men would have a form of godliness. Amen. It's not enough, amen, to have a house of worship. It's not enough, amen, to have a choir and an organ and a piano and drums and saxophone. It's not enough to have Sunday school classes and teachers. It's not enough. We have got to be able to touch the throne of God. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's something about the power of prayer, amen, that will produce fruit. A healthy tree, amen, will automatically produce fruit. Amen. You don't look for fruit on a fruitless tree. You don't look for apples to grow on a mesquite tree. Amen. But you look for apples on an apple tree. Amen. If we are what we are supposed to be, if we are the church, amen, of the living God, if we are the same people, amen, that God called on the day of Pentecost, amen, and the same signs that followed them are going to follow this church today, amen, we're going to see people changed by the power of God. Holy living is not an option, but it is a result of a holy people and know how to touch the throne of God. Holiness is not the result, amen, of legislation. Amen. The law did not create holiness. The law, amen, could not make any man righteous. The Pharisees thought that they didn't have enough laws. And so they made some more. They just kept adding more laws. And they got further and further from God instead of closer and closer to God. Sometimes in attempting to be holy, amen, we do the very opposite of what God would have us to do. Amen. Instead of becoming more like God, amen, we become more like man. Amen. We become judgmental. We become proud. We become arrogant. We become self-righteous. We become Pharisees. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Accept your righteousness. Exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I want God, amen, to change my heart. Amen. So I can be holy like He would have me to be holy. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Where there is a red hot revival, you will always find a red hot, amen, prayer room. Amen. When the prayer rooms are silent, amen, the birthing rooms are going to be empty. But when Zion travails, sons and daughters are born into the kingdom. Amen. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. What we need is a revival of prayer. What we need is a return to Bethel. We need to find an altar where we can call out to God and we can confess our sin. We confess our faults. We can confess, amen, everything about us that's unlike God and say, God, search me, O God. Search me, O God, and make me pure and holy in your sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. We don't need more education to have a move of God. Amen. They were learned in the law of Moses. The scribes and the Pharisees knew the Bible. Amen. Front to back. Amen. They could quote the scripture. Amen. But I want you to know, just because you know the scripture, amen, doesn't give you a right to judge your neighbor. The devil knows the Bible, and he will use it, amen, to distort it. He will twist it. He will convince you that you don't even have a relationship with God. But I want you to know that the devil is a liar. Amen. That the devil doesn't have any power over the church. Amen. The devil can't prevent you from having revival. Amen. The only thing that can prevent the church from having revival is to neglect our responsibility and our duty to pray and pray and pray and pray until something happens. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we'll pray till something happens, we'll never be disappointed. Hallelujah. Everywhere Paul went, they either had a riot or a revival. Hallelujah. If we can't have a revival, amen, let's have a riot. Hallelujah. Let's let this city be turned upside down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If we can't be popular, at least let us be heard, because this thing wasn't done in a corner. Amen. If we have to go to jail for the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, to God be the glory and to God be the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. They did not, amen, compromise the truth. They did not compromise the word of God, amen, in order to attract, amen, the multitudes. Amen. But they stirred up the multitudes. Amen. If the devil's not mad at you, maybe you're not close enough to God. Amen. For the devil, amen, to get irritated. Hallelujah. Amen. The closer you get to God, amen, the harder, amen, it may seem at times, amen, to carry the cross. But I want you to know that you're not going to bear it alone, because there's one that will walk with you through the flame, amen, and through the flood. Hallelujah. Nothing formed, no weapon formed against you shall hurt you if you're a child of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The apostles, amen, suffered greatly for the cause of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But they had the power of God. Hallelujah. They had power with God. Amen. If we didn't care who got the credit, there's no telling what God might do. Hallelujah. It's not about us, it's about Him. It's not my church, it's His church. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go up with a shout of victory. Why? Because He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we want to unleash the power of prayer, amen, we've got to learn the importance of humility. Humility is a prerequisite, amen, for having power with God. Amen. Amen. God is not some kind of a servant that we can order around, amen, and make things happen just because we want it to be so. Prayer does not empower us to demand anything of God. You can't order God around. You can't pay Him off. You can't buy God. God cannot be bribed. He cannot be bought. Amen. You can't bargain with God. Hallelujah. You've got to come to His terms. Amen. They didn't like what they saw. The chief priests and the scribes saw all the wonderful things that He did. The Bible says, amen, when He went into the temple, He began to turn over the tables of the money changers and began to drive them out. That the blind and the lame begin to come to the temple. Amen. If we have a good house cleaning, it might surprise you who began to come to the house of God. Amen. Seeking a miracle of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes folks won't come in because what's already in. As soon as they got rid of the den of thieves, whose only desire, amen, was to see how much money they could make. Amen. We don't exist as a church, amen, so that we can build big buildings, so that we can amass millions of dollars in a bank account. That's not the purpose of the church. Come on now. When they got rid of the den of thieves, the Bible says the lame and the blind begin to come back.
to the house of God. And Jesus began to heal them, and miracles and signs and wonders. Why? Because they got rid of the thing that was defiling the house of God. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And they were very displeased with Jesus. They didn't like what they were seeing. They didn't like what they were hearing. They no longer were in control of the situation. They had ruled the temple for many years. But now somebody was coming in. The Lord of the temple had arrived. And miracles began to happen. People who were forbidden from coming, amen, suddenly they came expecting to receive something from God. And they were very displeased. And they said to Jesus, "Do you hear what they're saying? Do you hear what they're saying to you?" For they were crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David."
Yes.
Amen. They were acknowledging that the Lord of the temple had come. And they were sore displeased. And Jesus said this. Jesus said this. He said, "Yea, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" Oh, God's not looking, amen, for those that are high. God's not looking for those, amen, that are looked up to in the community. God doesn't look out for those who are considered great in the eyes of men, but God is looking for the meek and the humble. He said, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise." Hallelujah. The simplicity of worship, a simplicity of faith, a simplicity of a child. Hallelujah is the perfection of praise. Hallelujah. And immediately thereafter, amen, he happened upon that fig tree. Here they are. They just had a marvelous move of the Spirit of God. He has just informed them that his house was a house of prayer. Amen. That prayer should be the focus. And he comes up to a fig tree. And he looks on it. And he finds no fruit. And then he said unto the fig tree. Now I want you to know that Jesus did not speak to that fig tree in the power and the authority of a man. He did not act as a man. He did not speak by the authority of a man. But he spake, amen, by the authority, amen, of God. For he spake that which he had heard of his Father. Jesus said, "I don't speak anything except I have heard it of my Father. So that the works that I do not of myself, but the Father which is in me, he doeth the works." Hallelujah. Jesus did not do that by his own authority, but he did it by the authority of God. And he said to that fig tree, "Let no fruit grow on you henceforth and forever." I want you to know there's power in his word.
Yes.
Amen. There's power in the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, the word of God breaketh like a hammer. Oh, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper and a two-edged sword. Oh, there's something about the word of God. Amen. The Bible says the word of God liveth and abideth forever. Though heaven and earth shall pass away, he said, my word shall never pass away. There's power in the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. And so he spake to that fig tree. He was demonstrating to them the power of the Word of God. Amen. For the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. He that spake, amen, had the authority to cause that fig tree to dry up by the roots. He that spake had the power to say, thy sins be forgiven thee. He that said to the fig tree, let no more fruit grow thereon, had the power to step out on the bow of a ship and say, peace, be still. Well, because he spake not as a man, but he spake as one having authority. I want you to know, if we do not speak by the authority of the Word of God, amen, we don't have a leg to stand on, but we stand on the Word of God. Amen. God said his word would not return unto him void. Well, you can stand upon the Word of God. Amen. That's why we need to hear from God. Amen. We cannot trust to our own selves, but we need the Word of God. We need to hear the preaching of the Word of God. We need to hear the still small voice of the Spirit of God. We need to hear from God. God speaks to us in many ways. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we hear from God from simply reading from the pages of his book. Amen. Oh, the Word of God. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. Amen. We need to read the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. We need to acknowledge the power of the Word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak, their spirit in their life. The Bible is no ordinary book. These words are no ordinary words, but they're the words of eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. But sometimes God speaks in a still small voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We need to learn how to lean upon the Spirit of God. Amen. Where we are sensitive to the Spirit of God, amen, there will be prophecy. Amen. There will be tongues and interpretation of tongues. There will be miracles and signs and wonders when we're sensitive to the voice of God. Amen. When God speaks, amen. If we will answer that call, if we will act upon the Word of God, amen, great and mighty works will happen. Amen. We must not become, amen, those who have faith in our faith. There are some people that preach faith to the extent that they have faith in faith. You can believe something all day and be thoroughly convinced, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So I believe it. Well, that's good. Amen. But do you believe it because of God, or do you believe it because of you? If God says he'll do it, he's going to do it. And God's not a false prophet. If God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. If some man prophesies and it doesn't come to pass, then my Bible says that he's a false prophet. Because God doesn't ever lie. In him there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. If God tells you he's going to give you a miracle, amen, even though the miracle hadn't come, you need to start shouting. You need to start claiming your victory, because God cannot lie. God will never tell you something that God cannot back up. Hallelujah. Amen. Men of God did not act out of pride or arrogance. When Peter said, rise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. I believe that he had faith in God. He wasn't trusting in his own faith or his own righteousness, but I believe that he was in contact with God. and he was moving as he was moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's wrong with being led by the Spirit? What's wrong with obeying God when God tells you to do something, to just do it? Amen. The lame man wasn't healed, but Jesus said, rise, take up your bed and walk. He wasn't healed, but when he began to do what Jesus told him to do, the miracle took place. All God wants is obedience. Come on now. Obedience. Hallelujah. He said, pray that the Lord will send workers into the harvest field. How many believe we need more workers in the harvest field? Hallelujah. Amen. Then what do we need to be doing? We need to be praying. We need to pray that the Lord will send more workers into the harvest. Because until we begin to pray and we begin to seek God, God can't move. But when we begin to obey God, we unleash the power of God. Amen. We need to start gathering up some empty vessels that God can fill them up. Because God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach all night, I promise you. But I'd like to wrap this up, amen, with Mark, the 11th chapter, the 20th verse. We read to you in Matthew 21, the first part of Jesus' discourse. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask, amen, in faith believing, I will surely do it. But now I want you to look at Mark 11, 20. That's not, amen, all the story. I want to tell you the rest of the story. And sometimes we just take what we want to take and leave the rest of it out. That's not all Jesus had to say about prayer. That's why some people are so confused. They pray and ask God for something. They sincerely believe it should happen. When it doesn't happen, they lose faith in God. Problem wasn't with God. The problem was with them. The problem's never God. If we pray and ask God for something, it doesn't happen. Amen. It isn't God's fault. Come on now. Amen. Maybe we just wasn't on the same frequency with God. Maybe we were praying for something that God had never had any intention of doing. Come on now. Sometimes we're praying contrary to the will of God. Our prayers don't go any higher than the ceiling because we are not in tune with God. We haven't heard from God. We're not being led by God. We're being led by our own emotion, by our own self-interest, and our own desires. We're saying, God, I sure hope your desire is the same as mine. God, I sure hope you want what I want because I know what I want. We don't always get what we want. But we always get what's best. The Bible says he will withhold no good thing from them that love him. Come on now. How sometimes we don't understand the ways of God. His ways are higher than our ways, as the heavens are above the earth. But there's a lot more to this praying, amen, than what we just read to you. I want you to turn to Mark 11 and 20, and I'm going to try to finish up here tonight on unleashing the power of prayer. Amen, because I want to be able, amen, to go into a prayer room or into a prayer closet and be able to pray and know that God has heard my prayer. To know that when I come to the sanctuary, amen, that God is going to be there because God has heard your prayer. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Mark 11 and verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. Here's the same example. Dried up of the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. He didn't say, have faith in faith. He didn't say, amen, the power of positive thinking. He didn't say mind over matter. Amen. Some people think if you don't mind, it don't matter. Some people think that they can manipulate God by just believing something strong enough. You cannot manipulate God. It's not about changing God. It's about God changing us. It's not about telling God what to do. It's letting God tell us what to do. Come on now. Jesus said, have faith in God. Don't have faith in faith, but have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. There's a lot more to this praying and receiving, amen, than just believing. Hallelujah. I said there's a lot more to it, amen, than just saying it. He said, first of all, amen, believe. Amen, we've got to believe God. We've got to believe his word. Amen. Don't doubt God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We must believe God and accept God at his word. Believe God. Amen. Doubt not in your heart. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that a double-minded man's unstable in all his way. You can't doubt God. Oh, no. Amen. You've got to believe God. If God said it, believe it. If God said it, stand on it. If God said it, amen, you can expect it to happen. Amen. But it takes more than just believing. Amen. He said you got a desire when you pray. Amen. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man, amen, availeth much. It takes some desire. Amen. Not some kind of, now lay me down to sleep. Prayer. Amen. You got to pray with passion. Oh, hallelujah. I said, you got to pray, amen, fervently to the Lord. Amen, fervently. Amen, there's got to be some fire. Amen. Amen, there's got to be some desire. How many know what desire is? Amen. Desire is something you yearn for. Desire is something you got to have it. Amen. Jesus said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You've got a desire. But after you desire it, hallelujah, amen, you've got to ask it by his authority. You've got to believe upon his will. And then you've got to be willing to forgive. When you pray, forgive. Jesus said, forgive your brother. If you've got aught against anybody. Because one thing that will hinder your prayer, one thing that will prevent you from receiving what God would have you to receive is to have a root of bitterness. To hold a grudge in your heart against somebody. The spirit of unforgiveness will prevent you from having mountain-moving faith. You want to have the kind of faith that moves mountains? Then you got to be humble. You got to be sincere. You've got to believe. You've got to desire. But most of all, you've got to forgive. I dare say that the greatest hindrance to prayer today, amen, is the spirit of unforgiveness. Jesus said, confess your faults, or what the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. Until your spirit is right with God, until your attitude is what it ought to be, you ought not expect anything from God. Amen. Our attitude in prayer is a lot more important than our posture. It doesn't matter where you're sitting or standing or walking around. Amen. You got to have a right spirit and a right attitude toward God. Hallelujah. The Pharisee prayed a beautiful prayer. He prayed an outstanding prayer, beautiful words. But he prayed to be heard of men. But the publican prayed and he beat upon his chest. He could not even so much as look up his head toward heaven. Forgive me, a sinner, I'm not worthy. Jesus said he went to the before God justified rather than the other because of his attitude. God doesn't owe us anything. We cannot demand anything from God. But he said, ask. Ask. Hallelujah. Ask God. Don't demand God. Ask. Knock. And seek. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad there's power in prayer. Oh, God, help us to unleash the power of prayer. Help us, God, to just do what you would have us to do. Obey and do your will. And we will have great revival. Would you stand right now? We're going to turn the service to your pastor and the Lord. Let's begin to worship the Lord together. Let's begin to acknowledge Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We can talk about prayer. We can preach about prayer. We can teach about prayer. Amen. But nothing happens until we pray. Nothing happens until we pray. The most important thing you can do about prayer is pray. Amen. I think now would be a good time to start. I think right now would just be a real good time to start. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we just come for a little bit and let's just pray around this altar tonight. Let's just open up our hearts to the Lord and open up our minds to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give Him our emotions tonight. Hallelujah. Let Him work in us with an act of healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, we pray tonight, Lord, inspect us. Oh, God, I want to crawl into this closet of prayer tonight. And I want to open up all the windows of my soul. Hallelujah. I want to open up every door. No closed closets. God, see me tonight. Know me tonight. Help me tonight. Because I want to be like you. Whatever is wrong, God, make it right. Hallelujah. Bring everything to light tonight. Help me, God, to find what not does not please you and change it because I want to please you. Hallelujah. I want to be right tonight. Oh, yes, I want to be right tonight. Ayúdame, Señor Jesús. limpia me, Señor. Hallelujah. Lávame, Señor, de corazón, de alma, de todo esto. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm so needy. I'm so needy, Lord. I'm so needy tonight. I need you. I need you in every area of my life, every corner of my being, every part of my person. I need you, Jesus. God, I need you in my thought processes. I want to have clean thoughts. I want a pure mind. Amen. I need you, Jesus, to be everything that I can be, everything that you want me to be. Whatever's not pleasing to you, help me to change it. God, let there be no reluctance in me tonight. Let there be no reserve in me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, let my attitude be right. If my attitude's not right, help me to change it. Lord, if my motives are right, not right, change them. If my priorities are not right, rearrange them. Jesus, look deep into my life, deep into my heart. Oh, help me, Jesus. I want to be like you. It's just us here tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. It's just us here tonight. Know me and help me to know myself. Amen. Change me, Lord, to be like you. Every part of my being, God, let me be like you. Hallelujah. That's all right. Let's just let him search us tonight. Let's just let him talk to us tonight. Amen. Take some time here. Don't be in a rush. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing more important than we could be doing right now than what we're doing. Hallelujah. Oh, just searching our hearts before the Lord.